Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
A lot of weddings over the weekend. Well, not over the weekend, Saturday in particular. Not a lot of Sunday weddings out there. Some.
There have been more, I think, after COVID, because people are just like, you know what? Yeah, Friday weddings, sure, let's do it.
Exactly. But usually weddings are on Saturdays. A bunch of them this weekend. The Riders also played on Saturday, though.
Which was in Saskatchewan. And it was the rematch of the Labor Day Classic.
Huge game. Kind of a big deal. Huge game. And in Saskatchewan, when that happens, when you have a wedding day on a Rider game, isn't that just so interesting?
It's, you know what's funny is when Sean and I were planning ours, granted we got married in May, so that wasn't an issue, but I just remember him saying, like, let's make sure there isn't anything big going on that day.
Right? It's like, let's be courteous to our guests, make sure, check the schedule beforehand. Yeah. Okay, Riders aren't, okay, we're good to go. I didn't do that. I booked our wedding on, Banjo Bowl.
Right.
2 years ago, my wife and I got married when, you know, the Labor Day rematch happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so funny to watch everyone try and hide the fact that they wanted to watch the game. Everyone's like, oh, you guys look so great. Oh, what a great day. Hey, so much stress, so much planning. Ha 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 ha. So is there going to be a TV at the reception or no?
Please tell me.
Please tell me yes. If not, I'm going to have to get some extra data on my phone. Going to watch it on the table, right?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't want to offend the bride and groom. It's their big day. You're obviously not going to miss it for a football game, but you want to watch it.
Oh, definitely.
And like, here's the thing. I was doing the same thing. I was trying to sneak away from my wife and be like, yeah, just go into the bathroom for 24 minutes. Seal it.
I've even seen, I was at a wedding that did take place on a game day.
Yeah.
And the MC just did updates throughout the wedding.
Oh, really?
Or throughout his speech and stuff. He was like, by the way, here's the score. So-and-so touchdown, blah, blah, blah.
There's that one guy.
That was fun.
One guy who's recording the game in the crowd. Stop it, guys!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll just stop everything for you, buddy.
Exactly.
Every group has the one recording friend guy.
Yeah.
And you got to realize not everyone's going to cater to you, recording the game guy.
Well, yeah, okay? You can't pull that.
Come on. It's tough. Do the earmuffs thing or whatever. It was funny, though, because I snuck away to watch the Ryder-Bomber game. I come back. Where's my wife? Watching Bianca win the U.S. Open. Because that was the same day as well.
Right.
So we're both trying to sneak away from our own wedding. Go watch sports. It's just classic Saskatchewan right there.
Is it true that in Regina, they have always got arrows for left turns on a green light? I read an article in the Star Phoenix where a lady was saying how crazy it is here and how many incidents she's seen when people are trying to turn left on a green and get into an accident there in an intersection.
Yeah,
she said it happens. Yeah, it happens quite a bit. And she said, coming from Regina, it very rarely happens there because they have turning arrows all the time. 24/7. All the time.
The only thing I've noticed about Regina roads, downtown anyway, the one-ways. The one-ways in Regina.
Lots of them?
Oh, so many. Downtown, they throw you off, right? Like, our downtown and Regina's downtown are so different. First of all, ours is actually good. second of all, theirs has just so many one-ways and confusing little areas and lots of parking lots there, too. Like, tons of parking lots, super expensive ones, but it's hard to get in there because of all the one-ways. And then you go down the one-way the wrong way. Everyone yells at you.
And is there something about the right lane as well, the right-hand
something,
lane?
Where there's like, no parking.
Keep those clear because people make right-hand turns. I don't know.
It's a mess.
It's weird.
You think parking in downtown Saskatoon is bad? Just Regina takes the cake. But apparently, they have turning arrows.
And you know what? When you get an arrow, it's the best feeling because it's just that here's your ticket. Oh. Go ahead. Go. And you just feel like you've won some kind of traffic light lottery.
Well, you don't have to worry about that T-bone situation, right? And the worst is when you're turning left and someone going the other way is turning left and they're driving a big wide truck or something and you can't see. You got to do the peekaboo. Is my car too far in the lane? Am I going to get hit? And then you just do the, hopefully there's no car coming. Fingers crossed, go.
Yeah. I just think that that's a great something that maybe we should look to Regina for actual, like, this might work.
Yeah.
To just help with traffic. Like, I feel like it would just help with traffic flow. Traffic expert, but
your flashing stopping hand idea too.
Well, that was I was gonna say when it comes to things that you know, are a benefit to us as drivers. Mm. The countdown, when the flashing hand on a crosswalk.
Yes.
They actually have some that have numbers where it counts down.
Attridge and Central there. Yeah, Attridge and Central there.
Yeah.
That busy area, they have that going there. And it helps out tons of drivers. You're always looking at it.
Because, yeah, if you've got, you know, 6 seconds, you're like, okay, I'm good. If there's 2 seconds left, I'll slow down.
Exactly.
I just feel like those should be at every single crosswalk.
Mm-hmm. Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? What do they do when the music is playing? It's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
I was in my mind, I was like, okay, I don't want to buy a cream for coffees this week because I'm away for 2 days. Like, what's
the
point? So then I was like, should I just go and get a coffee? I was like, yeah, just go get a coffee. Mm-hmm. But then I need creams for my second coffee that I have. What do I do? I know. I'll get a black coffee, but I'll ask for a bunch of cream on the side. And then I go and she gives me 2 cream on the side, which is not enough for a black coffee and a coffee for later.
I think it's on you, though, because this strategy was not a good strategy going in.
It was brutal. I went into it on the wrong foot completely.
So you got greedy with the coffee because it said you could have gone to like a gas station.
Yes, I'm just taking a whole bunch.
Black coffee at the gas station, much like black coffee at Tim's, right? I get the cream at the gas station.
You're right.
Maybe some 5-cent candies. Missed out on that, too.
Oh, I did get a smile cookies.
You're coming out even then. And you're helping the kids. There you go.
That's what I thought. Anyway, how was your weekend?
That was good.
That was Behind the Scenes on Cruise Mornings.
It's always sad when a small town bar or a small town rink in Saskatchewan burns down. And that's what happened in southeast Saskatchewan. If you've been to Kenosi Lake before, you've probably been to this place, the Moosehead Inn.
I've never been.
Ooh, let me tell you.
Good times?
I think.
From what I was
Let's
told.
Let's just leave it at that.
Yes.
From what I've been told and from the photos of the bachelor parties I've been on.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Great time. This is our go-to bachelor party spot. Two of our buddies have had their bachelor party up at Kenosi Lake. Great cabins you can rent. And we go because of this bar, too.
Yeah. Like,
you get the cabin and the camping atmosphere, but you also get to do the bar thing.
Yep.
So great golf course there. And I'm just, like, even though you only went there a couple times, you're like,
well, you also
a little piece of that town died, right?
Well, that's the thing. Those in a small town, sometimes those kind of places like the rink and the bar are just the heart of the town. Let's face it. And when those burn down, a lot of times they've been around, first of all, for a really long time.
Tons of time.
But then it's jobs and recreation and entertainment for a whole bunch of people. And it's really unfortunate. A
lot of musicians in Saskatchewan got their start
that
there.
That too.
A lot of musicians, right? And it's just such a cool little spot. That's the thing about small town bars. They're all cool little spots. They're all kind of different, but kind of the same, right? They all have that pool table from 1987 with the loony dispenser thingy.
And the stains on
exactly,
it.
Right? Like, what's sadder, though? More sad. The rink or the small town bar burning down?
Well,
when a rink goes down, it's like, oh.
Being that I'm like the least sport person you've ever met, I'm going to say the bar.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow. When the bar shuts, that's sad.
That's the worst.
I don't know. Rink or small town bar? What's more sad when it burns down? Nothing but a happy topics on this show. You know what? Don't even text us your answers. Just keep them to yourselves because this is too sad.
I read something. It was one of those little stat articles that say that there are sounds from our memories that as soon as we hear them, it just triggers happy memories for us.
Okay.
And a lot of times people, when they did the survey, they said like rain on the windows, train on the track, wind blowing through the trees, the crackle of a fireplace were all sounds that triggered happy memories for them. And I was like, wow, those are lame.
Those are so boring. Those are just your classic rom-com answers right there.
Well, not even rom-com. I think those are all in those like noise machine things where it's like, oh, rain on the windows.
A babbling brook.
Come on. Do
waves
better.
Crashing in on the beach.
Exactly. So I wanted to let you know what mine were because I feel like people need to know.
Oh, I got a bunch of them, by the way.
Cartoon songs. Any cartoon song from like the 80s, 90s when I was watching cartoons is like an instant trigger of Saturday mornings on the couch with a blanket, cereal in the dark, watching cartoons. My happy place.
Looney Tunes, Flintstones, that all kind of thing.
Well, Flintstones, that's different. That's lunchtime.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Another one for me is lawnmowers because I love cutting the grass and my dad was always very particular and good at cutting the grass. That's a big one for me. And another one is Nintendo music. Any like original Nintendo, Super Nintendo?
This right here.
Yes.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So that's on my list as well.
Okay, and one more really quickly.
Yeah.
Sundays when you used to watch Disney on CBC.
Okay.
And that was horribly done, but that was a happy memory for me.
That's how it ended, right?
That's the ending.
Oh, good times. If you have any, by the way, text us 306-938-0963. Speaking of video game ones,
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Yeah.
Boy.
See that for you.
This one's totally off the board. It's not even old, but it just brings good memories to my brain.
Ew, G-Man.
Absolutely.
Whenever I hear that.
Ew, G-Man.
Just
so good.
Good times. This is a deep cut right here.
Stay alert. Stay safe.
See, that reminds me of Saturday cartoons, because that's the Canadian 90s PSA right there.
Yep, definitely.
I'm going to play three right back to back for you here.
Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
And you'll notice about that last one, the very start there.
Aguilar.
You gotta give Iggy credit for the golden goal.
Canada, once in a lifetime, Olympic gold.
Okay, you sound like a Muppet.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.